They ask we disguise their voice because they're afraid people will recognize them, but they're telling us they're falling in love with a coworker. And how do you tamp those feelings down so they don't do anything stupid?
Got it.
I can't believe I'm actually saying this. I'm actually falling in love with one of my coworkers. Oh, God, and all he does is he's, like, a really good friend. He tells me how unhappy he is with his marriage and everything, and I feel like I'm going to be breaking him up, but, God, he's, like, so great, and I really am falling in love with him, and I don't know what I'm going to do, but, okay, now that I've got it out. Okay, that's it.
Okay, that's it. I don't know what I'm going to do. Okay.
It was kind of hard to understand a little bit.
Yes, but that's exactly.
Did I disguise it too well?
No, you did a great job.
Thank you.
You did a great job. They're unhappy in their marriage.
Not
it's really great.
Not yeah, and is
and how do I stop?
How do I? Yeah, falling for the coworker.
Yeah.
Who's unhappy, at least seemingly.
Yes.
In the marriage and doesn't know. Yeah. Doesn't want to break them up, but feels like they would.
It'd be a great thing if the marriage did break up.
It'd be like a great. What, you know what?
That's the mentality.
If conveniently, like, this just happened organically.
Be there to dry his tears.
I wonder if that is the case of, like, work wife, work husband sort of scenario.
I mean, could be.
Where, you know, maybe he is saying things that he shouldn't in a co
sharing
in,
a little
in
a, too much.
Yeah, in a work environment.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe they're another, like, radio morning show and they have to.
I don't think it's another radio morning show calling to us. Listen, for advice.
Listen, sometimes
I don't think that's the case. But it's tough because I get it. There's
yeah.
You can't pick
Who you fall in love with,
how you meet them. Right. There's so many success stories of people meeting their person at work, and it ends up being your happily ever after. It doesn't sound like that's going to be the case here because he's married.
Well, he's married now, but, you know, if things, you're just going to have to let things play out. But how do you not be that reason, I guess, is what
you distract yourself by trying dating to somebody say. Else. Go get yourself another boyfriend. Distraction, oh. distraction.
Is that what you would say?
Yes.
Okay.
You need another hobby. Because I feel like it's
that's
to the point,
hobby right now?
Yes, that's the hobby right now. Is it coming into work and just getting the butterflies being around this guy at work? And she's got to get her mind off of it somehow.
Everybody's been in this situation, I feel, where you have a person at work where you're like, ah, all right, you know.
Have you had that person at work?
Yeah, I married her.
Oh, that's right.
You were looking at me. You're like, was it me? Was it me?
I knew it was not me. We've worked together a long time. No, you guys worked at a sub shop together.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh,
Kelly was tossing the line out. She's like, hey.
Well, you said everybody has been in that position. So I'm like, all right, tell your story. You're tossing it out.
Yeah, I married her. I married her.
All right.
So yeah, it worked out for me.
It did. But she wasn't married at the time.
No.
And talking to you about her bad marriage.
She did have a boyfriend, though.
Okay. Was she complaining to you about her bad boyfriend?
No.
Okay. He was a good guy.
Yeah.
Unfortunate for him.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, he and I were, like, friendly at the sub shop, too.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, like I said, there was a short gray area.
Yeah. All right.
And then it was black and white.
Okay, great. Well, Justin says, don't actively go for it, but if it happens, it happens.
Yeah, but I think the question is, and you tried to answer it with get another hobby.
Yes, distraction. You need to get your mind off of it somehow.
Right.
Because you feel yourself spiraling downward and there's really, like, no hope there. Like, he's not giving you vibes like, I'm digging you too, I'm going to end my marriage for you thing.
Right.
Then we need to distract our brain.
All right, 502-795-1997. If you've got a story about this very thing, would love to hear that because that's who we are. We like to just get all up in your business. 502-795-1997. We'll take some of your stories on the way. This listener is falling for a coworker and wants to know,
how do I not?
Yes.
How do I not?
And, you know, look, I said, hey, everybody has fallen for a coworker before. It's the nature of the beast.
I was going to say I have not. And then you reminded me.
And then
a short time.
You know what? Here's the thing, Kelly. You could get away with this with anyone else. You and I have too much history.
Right. Absolutely.
And we know.
Yes.
And we've been on the journey alongside each other mm-hmm. for a long time. It yes. sounds like you and I. No, that's not the case.
No, that was not the case.
But it was a long time ago.
It was a long time ago.
Yeah,
it was a long time ago. That's all we need to say.
All right. It was a long time. That person is now living a very successful life.
Right. So. Not even in the state.
No, right. Not even in the state.
It's fine.
Everything's fine.
Everything's fine.
We did get a message from a listener that said, I went through a very similar situation. Long story short, over 15 years ago, I knew very early on I was falling for him. I could tell that he had feelings for me. The only thing, he claimed to be unhappy and in his marriage and had been for some time. She goes on and says, I had to sit down and have a very adult conversation with him, letting him know that I have seen myself with him in the future.
Oh, wow.
And if he feels the same way, that he had to end his marriage.
Oh, my goodness.
And as long as I've seen that, he was taking the steps to do so. Then only then we could move forward. And 15 years later, we are living happily ever after.
Oh, wow.
What a bold move.
Okay, well, then it sounds like, though, she got some signals from him that he was feeling the same way.
Okay, so we're saying to this listener,
I don't think that's the case here.
If you're getting signals from him, then maybe you just tell your intentions. And say, I've seen myself with you in dreams.
But see, you're risking, though, because you're coworkers.
Yeah.
If that's completely out of left field and takes him by surprise and he was not expecting that and doesn't feel the same, that can
but then you're
make
like,
it really
but
awkward
then you just
at
say,
work.
But then you just say, oh, aren't dreams crazy? LOL. JK.
Oh, you dream. Oh, I got it. So you just say, I had this dream.
I had this dream. And just
blame on a wacky dream. You know what your brain's doing.
I mean, we were together. I mean, we were like, you know, kissing and making
out. Stop!
Aren't dreams crazy?
Dreams are crazy.
Aren't dreams crazy?
Jacqueline says it's a red flag for me when he's complaining about his marriage to you and or others instead of trying to work it out internally. You should not be blasting your relationship problems out to anyone, especially coworkers.
There's another message that says, just ask him out, not romantically, but as a friend. If you really like each other, then it should just go from there.
Oh, Mike, I don't think that's helping.
I don't think that's
not helping.
No, that's not going to help. No. That's going to stoke fires.
No, exactly, because they want it. They want help it to, not, to go in the opposite direction because they think they understand there's not a future there. Like, talk me off the ledge kind of a thing.
Right.
And Bethany's asking, was Kelly in love with Peter B? No.
Former morning host here.
Yeah, he was on the station for 20 years. Nope. Thank you for asking, though, but nope.
All right. Well, hey, good luck. I think we go back to what Kelly said originally and distract yourself with another boyfriend.
Yes. Just open your mind to the dating pool outside of work.
Outside of work.
All right, let's find some prospects that don't have the baggage of being married.
Look, when Bob from accounting then winds up.
If he finds himself single and he's giving you vibes,
then
different
you can,
story.
Then you can peace out on the new guy and you can.
Out on your new distracted boyfriend, distraction boyfriend?
Right, exactly.
Okay.
All right. Hey, good luck and keep us posted.